We are live. Hello, everybody. Welcome to a special edition of Off the Rail, I like to say. I would say it's my first time in almost a year, maybe, joining you guys.
I mean, this is much better than what we normally get, I'm sure.
You know, I'd like to say so myself. But we have a great show. We're going to bring you the late pick for tomorrow's card at Delaware Park. Of course, alongside me is the Truck Stop Burrito, and we do have a special guest coming all the way to us from an airport somewhere in the United States.
We don't have to.
I know. We do. Hey, Tom.
It's Tuesday. It's Off the Rail, and Sarah's on. I had to pop on. I mean, we've been doing this for just about a year. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thanks. I'm excited. It's my first time handicapping Delaware Park. So.
And thank you. Yeah, I know. Thanks for pinch hitting for me in the host seat. I'm in Minnesota, I think now. But had a little bit of a layover, so got the scratch pad out, and maybe we can do some damage like we did last week.
Yeah, maybe.
I just want to say I was promised Tom wasn't going to be here this week, and he's still here.
Hey,
I'm a little disappointed in that.
You blame the airline. For a long layover.
Oh, sorry to disappoint.
Sorry, ma'am.
Dang it. Well, why don't we just get into it? We have the late pick four starting with race five. AJ, do you want to introduce the race for us?
I most certainly can once I go back to that in my notes. All right, so let's kick this off. Race number five, the start of the late pick four. It is a maiden special weight. And we're starting off on the green stuff, ladies and gentlemen. It's going 7.5. We're on the turf for three-year-olds and up. Sarah, you're new to the show, so why don't you just start us off?
All right. Well, I am taking the first two horses, really. I have the two written down first. That's, you know, not great odds. Kodigo, 5-2. First time coming onto the turf, but I think the drop in class and drop in distance are really going to look well on this horse. Now, he's coming off of a bit of a layoff, coming in from Laurel his last time out in March. So it's been some time, but, you know, we got Lynch, who's the trainer here. The trainer jockey combo is just on fire.
Amazing.
Yep.
Yeah. 87 cents circuit switch. So there's a lot of stats here that are making this horse look good. Besides his running style also looks great. I'd like to see him coming back to trying the 7.5 and then coming even to turf where he has, you know, in his breeding, it looks great anyway. So why not take the chance here? But I also do like this one here, Edmund Fitzgerald at 5-1. Another one dropping in class. He is stretching out. Last time out, we saw him at 5. The time before that, we did see him at that 7.5. Getting a fifth place finish by only 2 lengths. So we're seeing him come back to that 7.5 furlong on the turf here. He's real quick out of the gate, and I really think he should lead the field. I think the biggest challenge is going to be the 11 to start, but I don't see the 11 holding on. I just also not seeing too much late speed here in this field either, and I think this horse is going to have a great shot to hold on and get across the finish first.
All right. So I'm with you on the one there too. And especially when you look at the most recent turf numbers, they're clearly the highest in this field. The thing that sticks out to me most, and you talk about like, you know, the drop in the class, but I mean, it also just recently was in the claimer level 2 times ago, but I'm with you the early speed here. And I think you hit the nail on the head is the closing speed. That makes me think, because obviously this horse has gotten out the lead before the last two efforts, ran good numbers, but got caught. And it almost seems a little bit outside of, I mean, if this was at 6, I'd be all over this horse. The only thing that questions me about that is it does seem to get caught quite a bit. The lack of the late closing speed, you're right on there. 5-1 is a good price to play here on this horse. So that's why I'm going to also play it. So I am going to go with that one. I went a little bit different. I also went with the 7 just above. Yep. He's got some really solid turf efforts down there at Gulfstream. I'm not a huge fan of Gulfstream horses when they come up to the northeast, but I'm not entirely sure. I know coming into to Naira, it's typically not that great, but I see some pretty good efforts there that I think that makes me believe that even this horse could, you know, compete up here, especially when this horse has got Jamie Rodriguez on board, who's obviously 23% right now, winning percentage. So that helps. And it's the first on the Delaware turf. They came up, brought him on the turf last time out. Not a great effort, but I think maybe that helps you maybe get a price here because of the poor effort last time out. So I'm going to go with Just Above coming to his first Delaware turf effort here. And then the last one I'm going to go with, I got to go with my girl on a horse that I think is going to be really dangerous here, and that's Carol Cedeno. This horse is coming off a very long layoff, and you know how I love a young horse making this sort of big jump. And especially when you look at the last three turf efforts it's had, I don't care where they are. Time form's got it 68, 77, 88. Now we get the long layoff. This horse could be poised for a huge number here, coming back after this layoff and maturing a little bit more. It's only had three starts. It's dropping back in distance. First race is a four-year-old. Again, like I said, get stronger every start. This might be the closer that takes it with maybe someone who's that early speed, and that one who also I picked might not be able to get the 7.5. So I really, really, really like the 9-year Spanish C.
Anybody else?
So that is 179, right?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I took three horses in a
sequence. Oh, come on. I know. Oh, you did a very detailed description, and I appreciate that.
Yeah. Tom, sorry, is that I seen your flight got delayed? Now you have to be here the whole time? Up in the corner there?
I might just stay all day just to annoy you. Let me get this right. Are you a Naira guy? Is that what I heard?
What's Naira?
Anyway,
oh, boy.
Sarah, you mentioned it too, and Cal Lynch is just he's got it working. Hit him once. Our guy Mikey got back. That is one hell of a dangerous combination. Don't like those odds, but I do like that horse. One horse that neither of you mentioned is the three first timer with our guy Angel Suarez. In the irons, run happy on the grass, good and tough as the mom there. I think Angel could do some wonders with this horse, and I do like the price. Both of you had mentioned the one. I could see that horse definitely setting the pace, but has a great, also as AJ mentioned, has good closing speed as well. We just hope that there's not going to be a wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Bad joke.
Oh, anybody?
I know.
Crickets? All right, I guess that's just
know.
Night, Tom.
No one acknowledged that.
All right, so 2-3 for you?
Yeah, 2-3.
All right, so that's race 5. I had the 1-2, AJ has the 1-7-9, and Tom has the 2 and the 3. Let's get on to race 6.
All right, so race number 6. Let's go over to the dirt. We are going 1 mile, and we're dropping down to the claiming level. This one's for $12,000. It is for 3-year-olds and up. And to Tom, no one wants you here. Why don't you just start us off?
Man, all right. Well, thanks, buddy. this race was an interesting one. I didn't really like many of these horses, but with that said, I'm going a little bit deeper later on. I'm going to ambitiously place this particular horse, and I'm just singling it. I'm singling that the Ness horse ambitiously placed here. I think it's the tallest midget in the circus. In other words, the best of what we got, I think. And so that's all I went here.
Yeah. Right. This was a tough one. AJ, who do you like here?
Okay, so if you singled anybody in this horse because you had a specific angle, I don't blame you at all. Because Tom, I'm with you on the one. I think the one could win this race. I almost singled the two. And I can't blame anybody for wanting to actually go a lot of different ways here, whether it be the six, the seven, the one, the two. I played two because I couldn't bring myself to single a race like this. So I did go with the two. The one was very close to making this ticket, but it did not. Cause I do. I mean, the Ness Rodriguez connection is hard to not play, but, I singled the two strictly because when you look at the last time at Del Mar, ran in that allowance race, at a mile and 70. We get Alvarado on again. I like that a lot. And who's been on this horse pretty much since every other race since its first race. Right. It's always stuck there, and I do believe this is the jock for him. The dirt efforts is what got me. When you look at the allowance races, I mean, we're dropping down to a 12K claimer. When you look at the allowance races that we have here at Delaware, big numbers. And even on the turf, you know, I mean, it's got a turf win here at a mile and 70. This horse, I think, best in class, 2-1, rightfully so.
Yes.
So I can't leave that off the ticket. If I try to get a price, because I do think it's pretty wide open, I went with the 4, Pedigo Girl. This horse.
We've seen this horse before.
Yep.
A couple times.
Yep. Got a win at a mile and 16th here in the 42K allowance race at Delaware. Little bit of wet track that concerns me a little bit because it came back in the stakes race at a mile and 16th and did not show up at all.
No. We capped that particular race, and we both had that horse.
Yeah, I'm going to give this horse another chance. Got the vet scratch, so maybe something was wrong with this horse. So we come back 3 weeks later, we'll see what this horse has got.
But yeah.
8-1 is a good price to try to like make on this horse, who we don't really know that like what this horse's ceiling is yet. So I just went 2-4.
2-4. All right. Well, I went too deep as well. I'm with Tom on the one here. I agree with Alex. I wasn't comfortable singling the one. But if that's what you're trying to go for in the structure of your ticket, I think it's a really great option as a single if you're looking for one. Can this horse wire the field again? He did last time out at Parks. Let's see. He is going to contend, though, with the 7. I'm taking the 7 as well for a bit of a price at 6-1, Viking Queen. She's really going to put up a really tough fight. And I think if the one gets loose, we could see him possibly wire the field. But if not, he's going to have a really strong fight come into the stretch. She's quick out of the gate. We saw her at a mile last time out, getting the second by only 3/4 lengths. You tried the mile in 70, and just, I think, the mile's her sweet spot. My only concern is, and I don't know, you both of you could maybe – speak to this since this is I haven't played Delaware Park at all, but we have Mina who's rode this horse quite a bit, but now he's staying on the 4. He chose to ride the 4 here, which me kind of looking at this the 7 here, I was like, well, I would have stuck with that one because I think it's
who's the trainer,
Ramirez, but for the 7.
And then you got Gary Contessa on the 4.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Before. Okay.
So
I'm sorry.
Just an interesting angle. I think, you know, with the jockey switch there, since, you know, Mina's had some decent luck on the 7, but I like the Viking Queen here to give you a price on your ticket because, you know, if you're going to take the 1 or the 2, you got to go with maybe one or the other here in the card to give you a little bit of money. So I just did the 1 and the 7 here.
And cool. To answer the question, the horse's testicles didn't look great because they're all female. So that's a. So maybe we'll get on to that, you know, when we actually get to the boys races.
But yeah,
I'm actually surprised no one picked the Oakland horse.
I know. None of us did.
Oakland horse at 8-1 right now.
Right.
Who is, huh. You know. I mean, won a 30K claimer at Oaklawn not that long ago. The last few races, obviously lost by double-digit lengths, but I'm actually surprised no one took a shot on that.
I just think there's kind of, I would go with the 4 or the 7 if I was looking for kind of a price here.
I mean, and don't get me wrong, Tom, when a horse like that who comes in from Oaklawn, I can't imagine you even get 8 to 1. I feel like that horse is going to get a lot of bets.
Yeah. I mean, you would think. Sorry, I'm getting bad read. That I couldn't hear you. Just the acoustics are terrible here.
Yeah, I think when we come post time, I don't know if 8 to 1, maybe 5 to 1, 4 to 1, but I think people see Oaklawn and automatically assume that this horse is.
Yeah, no doubt. Whether it's Gulfstream, Oaklawn, we see it all the time. Come post time.
So which is good for all the ones we took.
Right, exactly.
Hey, it's a reason.
Exactly. So for race 6, Tom's singling the 1, AJ has the 2 and the 4, and I got the 1 and the 7. Let's go on to the third leg of the pick 4. That is race 7.
All right. So race number 7 on the dirt, 1.70 miles, kicking it up to the allowance level, $44,000. This one's for 3-year-olds and up, and you guys have all started one, so I'll kick this one off. I'm going to go with the horse I've seen a couple times before because of, what was it called? Naira? Is that what you said, Tom? Naira, that's what it's called?
What is that?
Yeah, that's where Aqueduct is, right?
Oh.
Technically, right? It's not part of Naira, but that's another show for another day.
All right. So anyway, a horse I've seen it quite a few times, especially when I was first starting out in this game, Jade Skelly, who was at 4 to 1 right here. I've watched this horse run quite a few times against like the New York Breds and even an open allowance level of races at Aqueduct. Always I thought was not a terrible horse. And now you've got this horse who I've always kind of have seen and watched run. You know, it's got Jamie Ness and Jamie Rodriguez. So, who has run since, you know, transferring to the Ness barn, has run 3 consecutive seconds.
Yeah.
I think this horse is absolutely poised to finally win one of these. And at 4 to 1, I think this is a decent spot for this horse. I think this is where this horse might be able to compete and finally get that win coming over from Laurel and Parks since, you know, switching to Ness. So I think the mile is a good decision for this horse, too. When you look at the way this horse has ran, continues to close pretty strong in all these races that it's ran with Ness. So I think the 1.70 mile is kind of a really good spot for this horse. I do believe I think the longest it's ever ran is 7. I don't think anyone's had the guts to knock this out before. And even when it wins at like 6 and 5, it always is going away. It's always just tailing away from the pack. So I do believe the 6 right here at 1 mile is exactly where it needs to be. And I think this is where this horse is going to prosper. So 4 to 1 to me is a really good price. The other one I'll take is the 5 at 8 to 1. Miss Michaela?
Yeah.
Michaela. All right. So look at the trainer. Look at its career best. Look who trained it the one time. Granted, Louis Saez was on board, but it was at Gulfstream Park and a 61K allowance. This horse wired the field. At 1 mile. So I think this horse right here at 8 to 1 is an absolute steal, especially back with the trainer who gave this horse that opportunity down at Gulfstream Park back in March. So 8 to 1 to me is an absolute, just give it to me all day. So 5-6.
All right. Do you mind? I'm going to go and then I've got to pop off.
So it'll be the Tom pick 3.
Maybe, yeah. I do like that 5. As we literally just talked about the Gulfstream Park angle and just looked in better competition down there. I also like the 4 unadulterated. You have Sheldon Russell coming back with his wife, Brittany Russell. This is a really good horse. And great, as we all know, Brittany's a hell of a trainer. So she gets her husband back in the irons here on unadulterated. I think that horse is going to play both vertically and horizontally. I do like the 7 as well, Chardonnay, out of Indian Charlie. I mean, Indian Charlies are lighting up the Mid-Atlantic circuit all over the place. We've seen this horse a couple times. Always seems to come get in the mix some way, shape, or form, and I think it's going to happen again. And I do, just real quick, and then I'm going to probably got to pop off. For the final race, I do like that Marcel, I believe the horse is called, with Jeremy Rose and Brittany Russell, that first-time starter.
All right.
But thanks for subbing for me. I'm going to I had about pounded down like a couple coffees, and then I got to handicap this real quick, and then I got to pop on the plane.
Have a safe flight.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You did so poorly. It was great.
Bye.
All right. Well, let's save the best for last, shall we?
There we go.
Yeah. All right. Well, I feel like out of all the races, this was one of the toughest for me, because I feel like you could make a case for every single horse, all 7 horses. And I typically don't like to go 3 deep in a 7 horse field, but that's exactly what I did. If you structure your ticket, honestly, this is one race I'd probably just hit the all button with. But I'm with Tom here on the 4 unadulterated. Tom kind of said a lot. We get, you know, the Russells, husband and wife team here. Great trainer jockey combo. This is another horse that, you know, she got beat up in the Delaware Park Oaks. But we're coming back. We're dropping a little bit. You know, she runs kind of in this range anyways, but when we're also dropping to distance where we saw her run on the June 4th, where she pulled an unbelievable race there. So I think we're going to see that again. Another horse that I think is going to be in contention with her is the 7 Chardonnay. I know Tom mentioned her as well. Same thing. Got beat up in the Delaware. I want to say Delmar all the time, but it's Delaware.
I did too. I said that earlier. Yeah, I get it. Yep.
Delaware Oaks, this horse got beat up as well, but we've seen her run at a mile 16th wire of the field. We've seen her run even, you know, dropping in class. So I think this is going to be a good race for really both of these horses, the 4 and the 7, to get that confidence back up after such a tough race there on July 2nd. The 4 and the 7, I think, are really going to battle here. But I'm going to throw in the 2 as well at 10-1. I think this is another horse we're seeing a lot dropping in the distance, trying out this mile and 70 yards. Did really, really well last time out at a mile 16th, you know, did pretty decent even at 6 furlongs. And this horse just seems like, when you look at all of her PPs and wonder what she throw at her, she seems to really, really take and really challenge. So I think for a price at 10-1, I'm definitely going to throw that horse in there, since I am taking the 4 at 9-5 and the 7 at 3-1. So, like I said, I don't like to go 3 deep in a 7 horse field, but that's what I did. Let's say 4, the 2, 4, 7 for me.
Yeah. Perez and John Robbins, pretty good combo.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then let's finish this thing.
Let's do it.
And go to race 8, which is going to be on the turf, 6 furlongs, maiden claimer, $16,000 on the line. And we are 3-year-olds and up. And we said Tom had the 1.
Yep.
And I don't think he's wrong, because I went with the 1 as well. The Russell, first-time starter. I mean, he's got 50 starts. He's winning at 28% of the time. That's a pretty good first-time starter percentage right there. And then I went with another first-time starter because I don't like the horses who have run so far. And not saying the Ness Rodriguez combo is a great first-time starter combo, but this horse is training very well. Just trained at 6 furlongs here at Delaware. That's the 4 Rockin' Freebie. I couldn't get over anybody else, so I went with the 2 6-1 shots and the 1 and the 4, and that's just how I'm going to end it and hope for a shocker there. Hopefully I'm alive, and I'm just going to, you know, go with two FTSers.
But, you know, Ness and Rodriguez, really, the percentage there for first-time starters isn't terrible. 72.
Well, I'm just talking about Ness, first time starters alone, not taking out the Rodriguez combination. So 14%.
I'm in playing the four because I feel like if you're going to play Delaware Park, at least your first time, you might as well throw in an S horse. So I'm going to do that. There are a lot of first time starters here, but I do like the works. I do like, you know, just the stats on this horse. Kind of, you know, throw a shot in the dark here. But I do like the three here. Sir Peel coming off of, you know, two runs under his belt. The last time out, he got second, and it is by a lot. And this, unfortunately, the Illuminato hasn't come out to do anything else since to really see how that horse fared from that race. But, I mean, he got second still, so you can't fault that. But let's see if he can do it again. He just needs to be a bit quicker. But the improvement in his numbers between those two races, if he continues to improve, it's going to be unbelievable what this horse could possibly do, and see if we can get him his first win here. But I do like the odds at 10-1, and then taking that four here at 6-1. I do agree with both of you with the one as well. I like that horse. I'm not putting him on my ticket as I only went too deep here. But you know, these races are always hard. So I'm taking an unraced horse and a horse that has just improved a lot each time he's out. So for me, it's just the 3-4.
And I do agree. If you look at the 5-2 shot, the 6 here, obviously it's a former Brad Cox horse. And you look at the numbers, they're far more intimidating. They were at Keeneland and Churchill Downs. But also, there's a reason I believe this horse has changed his hands that many times. It's because, I mean, you get third, you get fifth, and you seem to be digressing every single time.
Yeah.
So I get the 5-2 morning line, and I'm sure it'll take money because it came from Churchill Downs. Right, but if you like someone like one of these 6-1 shots or your three Sir Peel, it's sort of like you might get like an overlay there because I think the 6 is going to take a lot of money because of where it came from. And you're looking at three races. It's fourth now with four different trainers. That's got to be tough on a horse. And I strictly do not believe in it whatsoever after 8 starts and 5 third place finishes because I just don't think it wants to win.
Yeah, it's tough. I think this is, of all the races, this is the one race you're going to be able to make some money on.
Yeah, if it hits, then we're, you know, whatever. I'll take that loss, but I'll play against it.
Mm-hmm. I would too. There's just nothing about him that I would even take. I mean, it's the second time out since being gelded, but still, no, I don't know. I got to see a bit more out of him. So.
Oh, look at that. Dennis Trusty on board with me.
I know. You guys are crazy.
Wow.
Whew.
That all never right. happens. Usually he's trying to like pick apart all my picks.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Dennis right now.
Yeah.
Throw us a sign if you need us to, you know, do it.
Yeah. Blink twice if you need help.
Yeah. But that's it. That's the late pick four at Delaware. We had Tom on for a bit. So let's recap. The late pick four starts with race 5. AJ's late pick four is the 179 with the 2-4, with the 5-6, with the 1-4. Tom had the 2-3 with the 1, with the 4-5-7, with the 1. And I had the 1-2 with the 1-7 with the 2-4-7 with the 3-4. Hopefully, fingers crossed, I do decent at Delaware Park. Never played this track, so we'll see how it goes.
Hey, you never know. I hit it after only doing this show for a few months, so we'll see.
It just takes me a few months.
Sometimes ignorance is bliss, so you never know.
Oh, boy. Well, good luck to everybody. We'll see you later.
See you later, everybody.